Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pony and Muller, presented by Schaefer and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Anniversary dinner tonight. I am going to run a name for, if it's a boy, I'm going to run Luigi Filipponi by my wife tonight at dinner. Bruce Gradkowski joins us right now. Bruce is a dad. Bruce has kids. Bruce, how does that sound to you, Luigi Filipponi? You like that?
I actually like that. I want to give you crap for it, but I actually like that.
Now, who named your kids? Was it a joint effort, or who had more? Who pulled rank there, Bruce?
It was a joint effort, but I'll tell you what. Every time we have three little ones at home, and we never found out the sex. So we're always, picking a few girl names, a few boy names.
Wait a minute. Baby came out of the that's when you realized what it was, that moment?
Yep.
Holy cow.
A lot of people do that, Tony. They paint the nursery like yellow. Ooh. Or we could have done it. We painted the nursery a neutral color, like it's just a soft gray. So we didn't do anything that was like pink or blue.
No, she wants to do a reveal sex or a gender reveal thing.
And I'm sure that that's exciting too, but man, there's no better feeling than finding out at that moment, And mm-hmm. So we'd have a few names picked out, boy names, girl names. And I remember Miranda telling me the one time, she's like, because I was thinking, I'm like, I'm a junior, right? So mm-hmm. I'm like, do we have a Bruce the Third? And I wasn't like set on it. I was kind of just thinking out loud, like, is that what I'm supposed to do? And Miranda looks at me, she goes, I don't know. Do you really like your name?
What'd you say?
I'm like, well, yeah, of course I like my name. But she also didn't like the BG3 because, it's like during the RG3 time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And she was like, nah. So we kind
of. The question. Hold on, Bruce. The question of do you like your name is it's an unbelievable.
Hey, I know
one.
People that don't like their name. I've heard that before.
Man, well. I love myself and my name, Andrew.
Yeah. All right.
Can I call you Drew?
Some people do. I get Drew. I get Andrew. I don't get a lot of Andys. I'm not a big fan of that. But I like Andrew, man. Drew, Pony's fine.
Well, now we know what to call him when we want to make him mad, Bruce.
Correct.
Just hit him with an Andy Filipponi and he's going to get really angry.
Bruce, how about let's look back on Roethlisberger Monday night. Give me your assessment, and I'll ask the question this way. Something that Ben did that even you, who has a high opinion of Ben, a strong opinion of positive opinion of him, give me something he did that even impressed you.
I felt like he got his rhythm back pretty fast. And he looked a little shaky to start, but I think it was just kind of wanting to feel a hit and know that, okay, I'm all right. This is good. And, so what impressed me, though, is just how well he took care of the football. He was our top intermediate passer. He had a passing grade of 94.5 in the intermediate range. That's 10 to 19 yards. He was 10 to 19, with one big-time throw. He was 6 to 6 for 86 yards and two touchdowns in that range. So that's what impressed me, man. Overall grade 81.4. So he was just very efficient. I think he was making good decisions and very accurate with the football. Honestly, his release looked smooth. So I was impressed. After the game, I thought to myself, I was like, why did it surprise me? I've been around the guy how many times, how many games, and just when it when it's called upon him to step up, he just does, right? If he took a few days off of practice, or if he's dealing with an injury, he came back to practice, always performed well. You know, he was off a whole season, and now opening night on Monday Night Football, he performs well. The guy's just a playmaker when the lights are on, and it was just very fun to watch, and I was excited for the team because, look, he doesn't have to do it all this year. Look at that defense, man. Look at that the play T.J. Watt made. That's mm-hmm. insane. So there's going to be a lot more of those down the line. And I was just happy to see Ben look comfortable back out there.
Bruce, I thought one of the interesting developments with their offense was that it reminded me, like, I remember almost saying out loud at one point, I want to say in the early second half, or even it might even been in the fourth quarter, that the passing game reminded me of, like, those Brady New England teams where he was just throwing short crossers and getting 8, 9, 10 yards a pop with guys running free. I kind of like that version of offense for the Steelers if Roethlisberger's willing to do it. So what say you?
Yeah, no, I mean, Ben's always liked those deep cross throws, and he did a really good job with that. And I think the thing, too, that sticks out to me when I watched the film, I graded it the next day, was, I mean, there was one play, and I forget who it was he hit, you know, across the middle. It might have been Juju, but, you know, two receivers, I think it was Juju and James Washington, ran into each other. You know, Deontay Johnson was on an out route. They were in a bunch formation to the right. Deontay Johnson falls running an out route, and James Washington and Juju Smith run into each other kind of like running both in routes, and then Juju finally kind of separates, and that's when he hits them. And to any other quarterback, you kind of tend to panic when the concept doesn't come across pretty and your guys, you know, aren't in the right spot. But not with Ben. He just finds a way to make it happen, and that's what he did the other night. And, man, those are the things that go unnoticed, you know, through the team and also through the fans. The team doesn't understand. They're just like, oh, yeah, Ben made a play. But, like, us that know the offense are like, oh, that play wasn't – oh, man, how did he make – oh, cool, good play, first down, keep it moving.
Bruce, I really liked that Deontay Johnson looked like a deer in headlights for maybe the first half and then woke up in the second half, and I thought the reason why he was allowed to do that is because Ben – didn't stop throwing him the ball. What was your preference in those spots? If first game, young wide receiver, guy you even played with much, if somebody doesn't look like they're running crisp routes and they're dropping footballs, would you have been inclined personally to go back to that guy? What did you make of Roethlisberger sticking by Johnson Monday night?
So I loved it because just like you pointed out, man, he's a Toledo guy. I kind of, when he muffed that first punt, my stomach just got a knot in it. And I was just happy that he bounced back. Because, like, Mike Tomlin's the best at it. He's not going to give up on you on the first mistake you make. So he goes back out there, you know, to catch the next punt. And then he's back out there on offense. And I was just happy to see him bounce back and have a pretty solid game. Ben go to him a few times. There was another miscommunication at one point. But look, it was his first action in a while. There's no preseason games. That's where some of these little things kind of show up, and then you clean it up, and then you get ready for the regular season. So overall, I thought it was a pretty clean performance, and I was happy because that's what coaches want to see. They don't want to see – they don't really – yes, they care about your mistake, but more importantly, they want to see how you handle it and how you bounce back. And I was happy to see Deontay Johnson do that.
Bruce, to wrap this conversation up, I wonder if there are people – that have named their kids after Pittsburgh athletes, and then, like,
oh, for sure,
2 years later, they regret it because they hate the player. Like, if there's an Antonio out there somewhere, or maybe someone got excited and named their kid Devlin last November because of the way Duck was playing.
Oh, man.
You know, I bet that happens. I bet that kind of stuff happens.
How
you thinking about a junior at all? Little Andy?
No, I don't have that kind of pull or clout.
Hey, Bruce, can I ask you about one more junior in all seriousness? Because I'm really curious to get your opinion on this guy because of what the PFF grade for him was. I was shocked to see Benny Snell Jr. get a pretty mediocre grade, I thought, from you guys after what he did in that game. Can you kind of shed light as to why?
I thought overall watching him, I was impressed because I love his short area quickness, his burst. He's powerful. I'd have to go back and watch him because I wasn't, like, grading the running backs at that time. But I could look in to see why exactly. But a lot of times what I see happen, because I'll follow up on protections and so forth, you know, like Saquon Barkley, for instance, he got a few minus grades because of protection pickups or missed assignments.
Yep.
So that stuff happens. If there's a dropped football in the game, you know, that really bashes and hurts your grade. And I can't remember off the top of my head if Benny Snow had a few drops in the game or not. You know, so those kind of things impact the grade when it's all said and done for the running back.
Hey, Bruce, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, have a good anniversary. Congratulations.
3 years. I didn't think she would last. I don't. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Yep. Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. What is the national average for marriage?
I mean, do you want me to Google it right now?
Is it like running backs?
I know 50% of them end in divorce now.
Right, but how long does the average marriage last?
National average marriage length. I want you both to guess, Craig and Andrew. I have the number now. This is actually around the world.
5 years.
No, this is around the U.S.
Five years.
What do you say, Craig?
Seven.
8.2 years in the United States. I'm sorry that I asked about Benny Snell Jr. I know we were winding down there, Pony,
okay,
but I had to get a Benny Snell question in there.
He's your guy.
Waluigi. How about Luigi Filippone, Waluigi, Wario?
No.
Let's go right down the list.
Toad.
Perhaps Bowser Filippone. Maybe Gary Bowser could throw something your way for that.
Texas. I'm the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.